بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, previously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed the Siddha Sahaba radiallahu anhum that they should disassociate with those who take the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as something to be mocked at, those who would ridicule the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever Quran Sharif would be recited, then they would pass comments and they would mock at the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah had instructed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that these are people who live alone respecting the deen of Allah, but they have taken their own deen as something which is something to be played with, something to be mocked at. They don't have respect for their own deen. So definitely they will not show reverence for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore you should disassociate with them, you should not sit with them. And if you see that they now change the topic and they begin speaking about something which is permissible, then you will be allowed to sit with them and take part in that conversation. So this instruction was given to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and previously we had mentioned that they even complained to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that how strict is this injunction. Because if we have to follow it properly, then it would mean that we cannot even make tawaf around the Kaaba. We can never even enter the haram of Makkah, because these people are always there and they are always passing comments against the Quran and against the deen of Allah. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had told them that if you need to enter the haram, or you need to make tawaf, or you need to frequent the marketplace and these people are there, then you will not be taken to task for this. But rather, do not actively go and seek their company. Do not sit with them. Do not be a part of their evasions. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that these very same people that I had commanded you to disassociate with and not to sit with them, now go back to them and this time point out to them how foolish their deen is, or how foolish their beliefs are, that they are worshipping idols who cannot benefit them, cannot harm them. So not only should you avoid their company and their evil discussions, but now actively go back to them and inform them of what is the truth and show them that what they are upon is falsehood. And here Mufassirin explained a very important lesson for us, is that at times within our lives it will not be sufficient to just move away from falsehood, or to close our ears and to shut our eyes with regard to falsehood. But at times a person will need to actively make an effort to end that falsehood. If a person does not do this and he merely sits in his cocoon and he thinks that there is falsehood carrying on, outside, and I will lock myself up, or I will stay within my own circles and I will not get involved with them, then while he might protect himself for a short period of time, but eventually that falsehood will find its way to him and he will become tainted and affected with it. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them that now go back to these people. And what should you say to them? Inform them exactly why you do not want to follow them. قُلْ Say to them, أَنَدْعُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُنَا وَلَا يَضُرُّنَا Should we make dua, should we invoke, should we supplicate to such beings or such idols other than Allah, which cannot benefit us, neither can they harm us? وَنُرَدُّ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ And we will then be turned back upon our heels after Allah has guided us. In other words, we are on the straight path, but if we have to agree with you and follow your way and your style, then this would mean after hidayat we will be moving backward and we will not be progressing. And then Allah gives an example of a person who worships idols and a person who does not accept the word of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he says, كَالَّذِي اسْتَهْوَتْهُ الشَّيَاطِينُ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَيْرَانِ Like that person, the imagery that is created, like that person who the shayateen, the devils, abduct him from his home, and they take him to some far away distant land, where he does not know anybody, he does not know the place either, and they leave him now in some valley. He is completely bewildered, حَيْرَانِ He doesn't know which direction to turn to. He doesn't know how to come out of that valley. He is lost. He has no hope of guidance. لَهُ أَصْحَابُ يَدْعُونَهُ إِلَى الْهُدَأْتِنَا And his friends are calling him towards guidance, saying to him, come to us. In other words, he has people who have his best interests at heart. and they want to help him and guide him. This is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to take this person out of this valley, but he doesn't want to listen, and he is turning this way and that way, and he is trying to come out and navigate on his own. Of course, this person will never find his way out of that valley safely. So this is the example of a person who has Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam inviting him to the deen of Allah, but he still wants to continue worshipping idols, and he wants to turn to those who do not accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then says, قُلْ, say to them, إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى, that the guidance of Allah, this is true guidance. وَأُمِرْنَا, and we have been commanded, لِنُسْلِمَ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that we should submit to that being who is the Lord of the worlds. وَأَنْ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّقُوهُ, and Allah also commands us that establish salah, وَاتَّقُوهُ, be conscious of him. وَهُوَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ, and he is that being who you will be resurrected and raised in his court. In other words, now the attention is focused towards the akhirah. So after showing them that idol worship is something that has no benefit, it is not something that is logical, now turn their attention towards the hereafter. And what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power, or how will Allah's power be displayed on that day? وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ, so he says, Allah is the one who created the skies and the earth with truth. وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ, and on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say kun, in other words, be, come into existence. Fayakun, and everything will then come into existence. To existence. A very lengthy discussion under this. Very briefly, ulama have explained that Allah is not even in need of saying the word kun. Normally this is just for insan to understand, that very person just says something and it then happens in front of him. This shows how powerful a person is in worldly terms. Normally a person has to go and do the action, but if he merely states it and it happens, this shows his power. Of course, Allah is beyond comparison. Allah doesn't even need to state it. Allah just wills for something to happen and it will take place. قَوْلُهُ الْحَقِّ, every statement of his is true. وَلَهُ الْمُلْكُ يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ وَفِي الصُّورِ, kingdom will belong to him on the day when the trumpet will be blown. عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَ, Allah is that being who has knowledge of what is unseen to us and what is seen to us. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ, and he is that being who is all wise and he is all informed. So like this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, instructed that give this lesson of iman, of akhirat, of taqwa to the people of falsehood. Why should you make such an effort? Why should you explain it to them like this? Because as we mentioned earlier, many a times if a person merely stays away from falsehood and he doesn't make an active effort against it, then eventually it will consume him and overtake him. Therefore, fight against it, and your iman will be saved, and the iman of others will be saved. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.